will always look bad. That's the nature of insolvency. I think it's when you drill down into the detail, start breaking it down, and who the money's actually owed to. There's one or two, if you look at the report, you'll see there are one or two creditors in particular with large amounts that make up the bulk of that debt.
Now, my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, but Mark Green and his wife Jane Green, they are owed $750,000, the biggest one of the lot, that they haven't taken the protected status on this. They've put it in with the rest, yeah?
Yes. There's various reasons and some technical reasons, which I really won't try and bore you with tonight. But they have claimed they're owed £750,000, and indeed they were allowed to vote for that yesterday at the meeting of creditors, and they have waived their right to security.
Mm-hmm. And obviously Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs, I imagine they'd be very, very keen to get their £400,000 back.
I think you could say that about every single one on that list. So they have a duty to recover, maximise their recoveries, just like every credit controller, every individual would like to recover their money. So, and that's where we move on from administration.
And of course, in amongst... Sorry, go on.
Yeah, so as I was saying, so just see what can be done.
And of course, included in the list is Bradford Council as well.
Yes, indeed. I think that's for business rates. Mm-hmm. If I remember rightly.
Yeah. 29,000 just over owed to Bradford Council. What's the chances of people getting this money back now? What's the next stage? What happens now?
Well, as you're probably aware, the meeting of creditors was held yesterday, and it was resolved at the meeting of creditors. They passed, approved the proposals, and passed the resolutions to put the company into voluntary liquidation. So that is actually an automatic process, which just needs filing documents at Companies House and at court. And the creditors... voted, well, the majority of creditors voted for our appointment as liquidator. So you're converting now, you know, the media have been saying the company's in liquidation. Well, it hasn't been, and still technically isn't, until the necessary forms are filed at court. And then the liquidator's duty is to maximise realisations and to do his statutory investigations into the conduct and operations of the company.
So how much are the assets worth, do you reckon?
Well, we've actually sold the chattel assets. I think that's already gone public. We have sold the chattel assets, we would call them, the hard and fast assets, your desks, your gym equipment, etc. We've already sold that to the Rugby Football League with approval of the large creditors in value terms. And... in turn, as you're aware, they have already established a new owner for running the club. But again, I can't go into details of that because there's a confidentiality issue there that I've got to adhere to.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned there'd be an investigation into the conduct of the company. How long do you guess that would take as a rough idea? And what kind of things would you be looking for in terms of that?
Yeah. Well, the liquidator has a statutory duty on investigation. One is reporting to the Business Innovations and Skills on whether a director or any other person who's considered culpable should be in the interest of the public disqualified from being a director. And that's for a period of 2 to 15 years, depending on the seriousness of it. So that's the first part to look into, which, you know, that's not saying anything bad here. That is an absolute standard procedure that has to be done. The second part is the liquidator is looking at whether there's any claims for compensation or restitution to put things back to where they should have been. And he does have the power to lift that corporate veil and pursue an individual personally, which he has on whether it's Bradford Balls or whether it's an engineering company down the street. It's again, these are things he has to look into. How long did it take? Well, the report to the insolvency service has to be done within 3 months. But as for other investigations, you're just falling into the normal period of limitations, so up to 6 years to pursue somebody, if indeed there's an action to pursue.
You say that if something was found to be wrong, then they could be stopped from being a director. Are there any other forms of sanctions or punishments against somebody if they're found to have done wrongdoing in these situations? Is that the whole limit of it?
You have, to say, a liquidator able to lift the corporate veil, which financially can be very painful for an errant director. Suddenly finding they're liable for company debt can be quite painful. And disqualification, it depends on what their vocation is. It can be quite debilitating. But then directors or anybody can also face possibility of things like personal guarantees. So creditors who have got a personal guarantee can pursue them. So, but outside of that, sanctions would be depending on what the offence, if there is an offence, dictates. I mean, the absolute worst offences would obviously be deemed criminal, so they carry custodial. But yeah, that's going over dramatic, and it very rarely happens. So you can imagine it's got to be seriously bad for that.
So apart from this investigation that will be ongoing, are there any other steps that will be happening at all?
That is what I think, as you've read the proposal, there's a few matters ongoing, which I can't go into detail for legal reasons. Yes, there are various inquiries that have been ongoing actually for some considerable time, and some of them right from day one. So those have to be carried on now, and progress to see what, if any, causes of action there are. So, it's very early days, and there's a lot of inquiries to be made.
Thank you very much. And just finally, before you leave us, Gary, just for a matter of clarity, the new Bradford Bull setup, that is a completely new organisation, new company, and it is not in any way going to be impacted by anything that goes on now with the old club, is it?
Absolutely. It should not in any way be confused with Bradford Bulls Northern Limited. It's an entirely separate legal entity. I think the good news for the season ticket holders is that the new owner are going to honour those season tickets. So we've had many people asking what's happening because they've paid for their tickets, what's happening. But the new owners will be honouring those tickets, which I think is a very good, generous move, but I think a very commercial one as well. It shows a lot of goodwill and good faith to the supporters.